Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Rube Bloom, Duke Ellington, Jimmy Noon, Michael H. Cleary, and listen to this past week in recording history. Last week, April 24th, marked the birth in 1902 in New York of pianist, composer, arranger, and vocalist Rube Bloom. He began working in vaudeville as an accompanist in 1919, and between 1926 and 28, he was composing novelty ragtime tunes and recorded 23 piano solos. He won a Victor Records Song Contest in 1928 with his composition Song of the Bayou, which received considerable radio airplay over the next couple of years. In the late 20s, he recorded extensively as piano accompanist for leading singers, and he led a jazz combo known as Rube Bloom and his Bayou Boys, which recorded six sides. In the 30s and 40s, he turned to writing popular songs, including Give Me the Simple Life, Truckin', Fools Rush In, Stay on the Right Side, and Penthouse Serenade. His collaborators included Ted Kohler, Harry Ruby, Johnny Mercer, Harry Woods, and Mitchell Parrish. He also wrote several piano method books and the film score for Wake Up and Dream. He died on March 30th, 1976. Here's Rube Bloom.
Oh, I'm a hat man from the South. Oh, I'm a hat man from the South. Had a big cigar in his mouth, so I knew he's from the South.
Gibby, what do you think of bathing girls?
I don't know. I never bathed one.
Oh, I met that man from the South. Oh, I met that man from the South. Had a big cigar in his mouth, so I knew he's from the South. Oh, it is.
Oh. Midnight dark by a graveyard goes. Someone whistles, "Liddy-doo," that's mysterious moan. Or on some dark stormy night while a tempest blows, someone yodels, "Liddy-doo," that's mysterious moan. He knows all, he knows all, gets in everywhere. Some night he might wait for you up on the stairs. So if you're going down the cellar, walk upon your toes. If someone whistles, "Liddy-doo," that's mysterious moans.
Bayou Boys, including Benny Goodman on clarinet and Mysterious Moes, written by Walter Doyle. Roy Evans was the vocalist on that April 9, 1930 recording. Mysterious Moes was preceded by a couple of Rube Bloom piano solos, the first, On the Green, from December 18, 1934, and My Blue Heaven, from November 2, 1927. My Blue Heaven was written by Walter Donaldson, and the lyrics by George Whiting helped it become a huge hit for Gene Austin. We began our tribute to Rube Bloom with a Rube Bloom-Harry M. Woods collaboration, The Man from the South, with a big cigar in his mouth. That was Rube Bloom and his Bayou Boys once again with Roy Evans on January 16, 1930, but The Man from the South was also a big hit for Ted Weems. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, April 27th, marked the birth in 1902 in Weymouth, Massachusetts, of composer Michael H. Cleary. He attended West Point, where he wrote songs and served as chapel organist. He left the Army in 1926 and, after a brief stint as a reporter in Boston, began composing material for Broadway shows, movie musicals, and nightclubs. His collaborators included Nat and Max Leaf, Herb Magidson, Maurice Siegler, Arthur Swanstrom, and Ned Washington. Cleary served in World War II, but afterwards did not return to songwriting. He died in New York on June 15, 1954. Here are three from the pen of Michael H. Cleary.
Me, 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 me. Singing in the bathtub, singing all alone. Tearing out a tonsil just like a baritone. Never take a shower, it's an awful pain. Singing in a shower's like singing in the rain. Oh, there's dirt to be abolished, but don't forget one thing. While the body's washed and polished, sing, brother, sing. You can yodel opera, oh, sole mio, even while you scrub. Everybody's happy when singing in the tub.
Yes, the tub ran over as tubs will do, and the ceiling got soaking again. The folks below began saying, dreaming about your baby's okay, but the house is floating away. Yes, I guess I heard the water, but I didn't bother to look. I thought we were in the country, and the water was the tinkling of the babbling brook. So the bathtub ran over again. It does whenever I'm dreaming, and I'm always dreaming of you. So before I drown the whole downtown, I think you better say I do.
Gentleman down south, neath the Swanee moon, to a Swanee tune they'll love. And the lady tells her gentleman down south, sure it's mighty fine just to know you're mine, my love. Then they walked along where magnolias grow, two hearts sing a song that was written long ago. If that's not sweet romance, then hush my mouth. When lady meets a gentleman, a very polished gentleman, when lady meets a gentleman down south.
Ted Weems and his orchestra with vocal by Red Engel and When a Lady Meets a Gentleman Down South from August 6, 1936. Before that, it was Joe Hames and his orchestra and one of a couple of songs written by Robert Cleary about bathtubs. The Bathtub Ran Over Again from August 17, 1934. Cliff Weston sang the Johnny Mercer lyrics on that one. Of course, the other Cleary bathtub song, and his most famous, was Singin' in the Bathtub. I have lots and lots of versions of Singin' in the Bathtub, but that one was by the Hi-Hatters from November 19th, 1929.
have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
Last week, April 23rd, marked the birth in New Orleans of Jimmy Noone, N-O-O-N-E. He took clarinet lessons from Lorenzo Tio Jr. and a 13-year-old Sidney Bechet and went on to play with Freddie Keppard in the Olympia Band. In 1917, he moved to Chicago to join Keppard's original Creole Orchestra. When it broke up the following year, he became a member of King Oliver's band, and in 1920 joined Doc Cook's Dreamland Orchestra, where he remained for the next 6 years. In 1927, he started leading a band at the Apex Club, which was located on the second floor of 330 East 35th Street in Chicago's South Side. The bar was raided by federal agents and closed in 1930 for selling alcohol during Prohibition. Jimmy Noone died on April 19, 1944, of a heart attack. His clarinet style was smoother than Johnny Dodd's and Sidney Bechet, and he was a big influence on Benny Goodman and the swing music of the 30s and 40s, as you'll hear in the following.
Thank you.
There you have three in chronological order from Jimmy Noone's Apex Club Orchestra. We began with Every Evening I Miss You, written by Jimmy McHugh and Billy Rose. That was recorded on May 16, 1928. Next, from the team of Jack Yellen and Milton Ager, we heard Oh, Sister Ain't That Hot from August 25, 1928. We finished up with Off Time from July 18, 1929. Off Time was written by Andy Ressaf, Fats Waller, and Albert Brooks. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, Wellsford Radio 92.2 in New Zealand, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Today, April 29th, marks the birth in 1899 in Washington, D.C. of Edward Kennedy Ellington. You know him better as Duke Ellington, a nickname he received from a schoolmate because of his style and impeccable manner of dress. He began taking piano lessons at age 7, but was more interested in athletics and art than in music. He was offered a scholarship by the Pratt Institute of Fine Arts, but he turned it down as he began to turn more to music. He got work as a pianist at the Hotel Ebbett House and the Oriental Theater, and with several Washington bands, and formed his first group, the Duke's Serenaders, in 1918. In 1923, Ellington joined Elmer Snowden's five-piece combo, the Washingtonians, and in September they began a residency at the Hollywood Club. In 1924, Ellington took over leadership of the band, and it evolved into a 10-piece orchestra. From 1927 to 31, the band was known as Duke Ellington and his Cotton Club Orchestra, after the most famous club in the city, and it was during this time that Bubber Miley joined the band and the jungle sound developed. The orchestra gained nationwide exposure and fame through weekly radio broadcasts from the Cotton Club. After 1931, the band was billed as Duke Ellington and his orchestra and played into the 1970s. Duke Ellington was one of the most prolific composers in jazz, with an estimated 2,000 compositions, including instrumental pieces, popular songs, large-scale suites, several musical comedies, various film scores, and an unfinished opera. Duke Ellington died on May 24, 1974, in New York City. Here's Duke Ellington.
Thank you.
the Harlem Footwarmers and an Ellington original composition, Syncopated Shuffle. The size of the band varied, but for this song, recorded in a November 20th, 1929 session, it was the full 12 members. Syncopated Shuffle was preceded by another Ellington original, Black Beauty. That Duke Ellington piano solo was recorded October 1st, 1928. We began our tribute to Duke Ellington with Duke Ellington and his Cotton Club Orchestra and Hot Feet from March 7, 1929. Hot Feet was written by Dorothy Fields and Jimmy McHugh, and the scat vocal there was by Cootie Williams, who played trumpet in the band. It's time now for that feature of the program we call This Week in Recording History. So-called because it's here where we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays, having been recorded this past week in years past. Here to start off this edition of This Week in Recording History is Frank Munn.
Hot feet, stinging like a busy bee.
Hot feet,
trot feet, smoking like a chimney. Hot heat, burning terribly, nearly makes a furnace out of me. hot feet, and I want to be hot, 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 hot. White feet, that's the way they have got. No, 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 feet.
Hot feet.
Hot feet, Charleston's doing
hot feet.
Shot feet, Black Bottom ruined them. Hot feet, hear him yell, oh, what's so hot feet?
Thank you.
happy all the time, never wear a frown, 'cause I know that I'm feathering a nest for a little bluebird. Busy as a bee, saving every dime, work is play to me, 'cause I know that I'm feathering a nest for a little bluebird. I'll have it ready for her in spring. It's the cunningest thing, with a little lawn, and I got it on easy payment. There's a tiny room for another one, hope we have him soon, after I get done feathering a nest for a little bluebird.
We began this edition of This Week in Recording History with Frank Munn, backed by an orchestra directed by Bill Wurgis, and the musical question, Was It a Dream?, from April 25, 1928. Was It a Dream? Was written by Sam Coslow and Larry Speer. Next, Johnny Morris with Paul Specht and his orchestra gave us another pair of hot feet, this one written by someone named Hall, and recorded on April 27, 1927. Now, if you're listening to this show over the air, you know it's Sunday, but Hot Feet was followed by the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra and an unidentified vocal trio asking, How Do I Know It's Sunday? The band was credited on that Vocalion 78 recorded April 23, 1934, as Paul Hamilton and his orchestra. How Do I Know It's Sunday was written by Irving Kale and Sammy Fain. We finished up with Gus Arnheim and his orchestra recording in Hollywood on April 28, 1929, and I'm Feathering a Nest, written by Jack Yellen and Milton Ager. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.